Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. So this is just an impromptu recording because my children are off today. For those of you who are not in America, today is Veterans Day. And so they had the day off from school and they were in the background during my live, making just so much noise. And so when I came back, my mic was still muted and I was talking. And then on top of that, then it wasn't recording. Like something happened with the streaming or the internet connection. So it was just a lot going on. And I knew it was spiritual warfare. So I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and end this live. And so I made a short live on explaining what happened as I'm explaining to you guys right now. And I decided to just go ahead and do a recording podcast style. And so I'm going to upload it. And then when I was messing around with my phone, because I was trying to delete the live that I just ended off my channel because it was just messing up, I end up deleting last week's live, entering into God's eternal rest. And so I'm so mad right now. I'm just like kicking myself like, oh my goodness, why did I do that? I should have just waited. But anyways, to God be the glory in all things, because he knew this day was coming and he knew this would happen. And so this is just a lesson learned in a lesson learned and also a learning curve for me as well. So I do apologize for that. I'm really like just kicking myself that I deleted that last week's live off my channel and I shouldn't have done that. Ugh, I'm so upset with myself. So I still have the victory through Christ Jesus. And so I'm not going to be too bummed about that. It is what it is. And yeah, I'm just going to let it go. And so this recording I want to speak about is from Daniel chapter 3. And it speaks about the three Hebrew boys. And so the first part of the chapter, it speaks about King Nebuchadnezzar, and he gives a decree to everyone who is under his rulership, under his tutelage, you should say. And he lets them know that he has set up this golden image and he wants everyone, regardless of their race, religion, language, whatever they're from, their nation, he wants them to bow down and worship the golden image when they hear the sounds of the instrument. And so the sound of the instruments, the Bible goes on to declare that it is like the horn, the flute, the zither, you know, the lyre, everything, right? All these musical instruments. And so when the sound of these instruments goes off, the nation that or the nations I should say that is under King Nebuchadnezzar's rulership, they bowed down except Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, right? The Bible describes that they paid no attention to the king's decree. And so some other advisors went to King Nebuchadnezzar and they said, hey, your majesty, long live the king. Didn't you send out a decree that when the sound of the instruments, you know, they go on and name the instruments, when the sound of the instruments, when they hear the sound, they should, everyone, regardless of their race, their nation, or their language, should bow down and worship the golden image. Well, the three Jews that you have set over the province in Babylon refused to obey the king's order. And so the Bible describes that King Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage. His face became distorted. And so because his face became distorted, he advises his soldiers to bring these three Hebrew boys to him. And so he tells them, he said, is it true that you defy the king's order, that you refuse to worship my gods and bow down to the golden image? If it's true, I would throw you into the, you know, the blazing fires or put you in the furnace. But I'll give you one more chance to bow down to the golden image and worship I'm my God. And if you don't, we'll see what God is able to rescue you from my power. And so what I really love in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what they say is that, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar, your majesty, we respect you. Let's just go ahead and pull that up because I just love that passage. He says, they say to King Nebuchadnezzar, like, you know what? We respect you and all. We respect you and all, but, you know, we want to make it clear to you that we would never bow down and worship the golden image or worship your gods. And so I just want to go ahead and read that verbatim as I pull up my Bible. It's just been a lot of spiritual warfare with me today, and I need to go into prayer, maybe repent. You know, what is going on? Okay. So, verse 16 in Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reply, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we would never serve your gods or worship the gold statue that you have set up. And so what I like about this is that they still respected King Nebuchadnezzar as their authority, but he wasn't all authority. And so in respecting the king in his authority, they let him know that we respect you. We honor you as our king because they call him your majesty, but they wasn't going to honor him over their honor of God. And so they said, we fully understand what you're saying, but we want to make it clear to you that we would never bow down and worship the gods that you have set up for us. And, you know, our God, he's able to deliver us. That's my favorite part. Our God is able to deliver us. But what's really my favorite part is when they said that, but even if he doesn't. And so that shows a heart posture that they were committed to God, even unto death. They knew that their God can rescue them. But even if he didn't rescue them, it was okay because they would not worship any god but their own God. And so I really love that. And so as the Bible goes on to describe, King Nebuchadnezzar, he grew so furious with them that he demanded that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, that he demanded that the fire be heated 7 times hotter than usual. And then he ordered some of the strongest men to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Catch that, he ordered them to be bind up, tied up, where they couldn't escape. And so they were tied up in their turbans and their robes and their pants and everything, in their garments. And so then the king told the soldiers to throw them in the fire. But the Bible describes that the ones that threw them in the fire, they end up dying as well. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Bible says, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames. But suddenly Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace? And so they say, yes, your majesty, we certainly did. And then King Nebuchadnezzar said, look, I see 4 men unbound, walking around in the fire unharmed, and the 4th looks like a god. Then King Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out the fire. Then the high officials, officers, governors, advisors crowded around them and saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their head was singed and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar praised the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than to serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make this decree. If any people, whatever their race or nation or language, speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will be torn limb from limb, and their houses will be turned into a heap of rubble. There is no God who can rescue like this. And so I love this story because it just has so many gems in it. And so my emphasis is on verse 25, where it says that King Nebuchadnezzar said that he see four men walking around unbound in the midst of the fire, unharmed. And so even now, when we are in the economy that we are living in, and we are having all these responsibilities, and what the Lord was in impressing upon my heart is that even though Babylon is trying to tie you up with all the responsibilities that you have to deal with, you know, your household, your marriage, your children, your job, your community, this economy, Babylon has tied us up with all these pressures of just living daily life. But the Lord says, in the midst of the fire, I'm with you. You can be unbound and unharmed in the midst of the fire. And so when you come out of the fire, you won't even look like you've been put into the fire, that your clothes won't be burnt, your hair won't be burnt. You won't even smell a smoke, because I am able to rescue you. I am able to deliver you. And so this is what I love about this story. They didn't have to defend themselves to the king, because they knew that their God will defend them. They knew that their God will deliver them. And so, and even if, and their mind was so made up to be faithful to God that it didn't even matter if God did not deliver them. It didn't even matter. They were still faithful to God until their last breath. And so that's what God wants us to be in this time and in this season, not just in the season, but until we see him. He wants us to be faithful, which is why the Bible says when we stand before him, he's going to say to those who were faithful to him, job well done, or well done, thy good and faithful servant. And another story that comes to mind is when Daniel is thrown into the lion's den. And so because the people that he worked with was so jealous of him, right? So we all have experienced those things or those situations at our job where we experience spiritual warfare and people are jealous of us and they try to get us tied up or tripped up, whatever, with whatever, to get us either in trouble or fire. And so this is what these advisors did to Daniel. They had the king maliciously make a decree that no one should pray to any god, whether human or divine, except to King Darius for 30 days, and to have it to where it cannot be revoked. And if anyone was caught doing this, they would be thrown into the lion's den, because they couldn't find anything in particular. To get Daniel to be accused of, because Daniel was a person of integrity. He was a person that imitated the very nature of God. He was honest. He was trustworthy. He was a man of good morals. He was a righteous man. And so they couldn't figure out, well, what does he do? All he does is pray, right? So we'll have the king make a decree that no one should pray to any God except to him for 30 days. And that should get him. And so when Daniel heard what this decree was, he still decided that I am going to pray to my God. And so the Bible describes that he opens up the windows towards Jerusalem and he prayed as usual. He was faithful to his God. And so these advisors went and told King Darius, like, hey, you made a decree that cannot be reversed, that no one should pray to anyone except you, whether human or divine. And so Daniel was caught praying as he usually does. And so he must be thrown into the lion's den. And so King Darius was very distressed. He was very distraught, the Bible describes. And so he was trying to figure out a way that he can rescue Daniel out of the situation. So King Darius might have had power, but he didn't have all power. And the God that we serve has all power to rescue us. And so when the advisors was like, King, you have to carry out this decree because you are the king, because they wanted to get rid of Daniel. And so King Darius finally gave the command to go ahead and throw Daniel into the lion's den. And so before Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, the Bible describes that King Darius went to Daniel and says, may the God whom you serve so faithfully rescue you. And so the Bible goes on to describe that King Darius, he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, he didn't want his usual entertainment, he was very distressed, and so he tossed and he turned all night. And so the next morning, early the next morning, King Darius runs out to the lion's den where Daniel is at, and he says, Daniel, servant of the Most High God, was the God whom you served so faithfully, was he able to rescue you? And Daniel replied back, long live the king. My God has sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lion. He rescued me, right? And so the Bible goes on to describe that King Darius went ahead and told his soldiers to release Daniel from the lion's den. And so I want to bring home is that the Lord is able to rescue us out of the blazing fire. He's able to rescue us out of the lion's den if we are faithful to him. There's so many Christians today who are not faithful to God. As I go down my timeline, people who claim to be servants of the Most High God, they're going to concerts and listening and singing songs that does not glorify God. They have blended the culture in Christianity. But we know that the Bible says in James chapter 4 that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. James 4, chapter 4, verse 4 states that. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3 says, haven't you had enough of, or you had enough of the things that godless people enjoy, their immorality, their lust, their drunkenness, their wild parties, but now God has cleaned you up. And so it's very disheartening to see that people who call themselves believers want to be identified by the world, or they just don't have the fear of God to say, this does not please God. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 10 says, let us be carefully to determine what pleases God. And so with that being said, that we have to have an attitude like Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego. Well, those were their Babylonian names, but their Hebrew names was Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and Daniel. They were determined not to defile themselves. They were faithfully trusting in their God. They were faithfully worshiping their God, regardless of what they were seeing or experiencing in Babylon. And so just to put it in today's terms, what the Bible says is that they were men of prayer. Every time we read a story concerning Daniel or concerning the three Hebrew boys, they were described as praying, even when the king had a dream, and Daniel and his friends, the Bible says, went and prayed to their God. These were men of prayer. And so just to put it in today's terms, they didn't just go to church and go to Bible study and read their Bibles. And then once that was done, they didn't go out into the world to go to the club. They didn't go out into the world to go and participate into Babylon. The Bible says in Revelation 18 to come up out of her, right? And so they didn't indulge in the things of Babylon. They were faithful to their God. And so they did not blend the culture and Christianity together, because they were faithful until death, until their God. And that's where God is calling us to be right now. He wants us to be faithful to him. And he wants us to be committed to him and our obedience to him. What I realized when I read the book of Daniel is that every time that they were faithful and they were obedient to their God, God elevated them to a higher position. Even though King Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the fire, when God delivered them, when God rescued them out of the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar had no choice but to elevate the three Hebrew boys to a higher position than they were before. Even though the people around them, their co-workers that they worked with, decided to harm them, decided to have the king throw them into the furnace because God's favor was upon them, it backfired because now the very people that you wanted to destroy, praise be to God, he had them to be elevated, and he made the decree that no one is to speak a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so it's lets us know that when we are faithful to God, when we understand who he is, when we have set our face like a flint to determine to do his will, our God will rescue us. He will be with us in the blazing fire. We will be unharmed walking around in the blazing fire, unbound, right? The Bible describes that the King Nebuchadnezzar had them bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bind them where they were tied up, where they couldn't be free and to be thrown into the fire. But King Nebuchadnezzar says, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they are unbound and unharmed, right? They were unbound and unharmed, meaning God has freed them. He has delivered them. He has set them free. Even if they were in the fire, they were unbound because God is the great shepherd. He knows what we want. We lack nothing. And so he displayed his power because King Nebuchadnezzar said, and we'll see what God is able to rescue you from my power. And God showed him exactly who he is, the all powerful. You might have power here on earth, and it's only the power that I've given you, but I am all powerful. Even when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, he showed King Darius that you might have power, but I have all power. And so what God wants us to do, he wants us to be faithful unto him. He wants us to be committed to him. Obedience will give you the territory. There's a video that I did about a year ago on my YouTube channel, and the Lord was telling me that obedience will give you the territory. The more that I see, the more that I walk along God in this journey, the words that he gave me about a year ago are starting to really come alive, because there is a clear distinction between who are God's people and who are not his people. And he says that obedience will give you the territory. The more that you are obedient to God, he's going to elevate you. He's going to open door. His favor is going to rest upon you. And so that's what I was speaking about in my live last week, is entering into God's rest, because we listen to the voice of God. Our hearts are not hardened towards his voice like Israel was when they were in the wilderness. And so what I want to let you guys know, that the Lord said that if you want to be unbound, if you want to be unharmed, be like Jesus, be committed like the three Hebrew boys were. They were faithful to their God. God wants us to be faithful to him, to seek his kingdom first above all else, and live righteously, and he will give us everything that we need. And so even in the midst of the fire, he is able to unbind us. He is able to keep us from harm. We won't even look like what we've been through, because God was with us the whole time. It's called the sanctification process. It's called the growing of one's faith, to be faithful, to be strong. So even though we are facing various trials, God is building our endurance to be able to be perfect in his will. And so I want to encourage you all today. I hope this recording was a blessing to you all today, even though we have many trials, right? Everything was going on that could go on while I was recording, but to God be the glory. He still was able to rescue us. I was still able to record this. So I thank you all for listening. Do not forget to head over to my YouTube channel, Stars Conversations, and go ahead and subscribe. It helps me to, you know, just grow the channel and to make more videos. And so I plan on being on live next week, Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If that changes, I definitely will let you guys know ahead of time. And so I most likely will go on at 7 p.m. Again, I will make an announcement on the community tab. But I thank you all for just taking the time to listen to what God has given me to give to you. And I hope you can take that and apply it to your life as you walk with Christ in obedience, because that's what He wants us to do. And remember that your God can rescue you. But even if He doesn't, don't bow down to the culture. Don't bow down to what the world tells you what is acceptable. We know what is acceptable in the sight of God because of His word. And when we meditate on His word, right? Day and night, not going to the right, not going to the left, but meditating on His word day and night, we will be prosperous in everything that we do. And the Lord God is with us wherever we go. So we can be strong and we can be courageous in Christ Jesus. Thank you all for listening. Let me know what you guys think about this recording in the comments. And I will talk to you later. Bye.